NewsWrapped Government and Politics Podcast, Monday evening, January 5th, 2026. Quick note, real news, AI-powered delivery. Full coverage at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. First up, defense news breaks. ParaZero Technologies Limited completes first European live demonstration of Defend Air CUAS platform. ParaZero Technologies, a leading aerospace defense company, recently completed its first live European demonstration of the Defend Air counter-unmanned aerial system platform. The event showcased the platform's ability to neutralize simulated hostile drones in various scenarios, impressing approximately 40 senior military officers from NATO member states. This successful demonstration builds on a recent distribution agreement covering multiple Western European NATO countries.
Investor news breaks. ParaZero Technologies Limited completes first European live demonstration of Defend Air CUAS platform. ParaZero Technologies Limited has completed its first live European demonstration of its Defend Air counter-unmanned aerial system platform. The event, held with a Western European distribution partner, showcased Defend Air's ability to neutralize simulated hostile drones in battlefield and critical infrastructure protection scenarios. Approximately 40 senior military officers from NATO member states witnessed the rapid deployment, precision targeting, and high interception performance of the platform. ParaZero Technologies Limited expands its role in modern defense with the launch of its proprietary Defend Air systems. The company recently showcased its personal Defend Air Net gun system, achieving a 100% interception success rate against fast incoming multi-rotor drone threats. ParaZero's innovative counter-UAS technologies aim to protect military, governmental, and critical infrastructure from hostile drones in today's evolving security landscape.
The final thing about why that works is my way down the line. I understand that this podcast is actually connected to the news ramp after 1.55 million dozens presso. After 1.5 million, that's it for this episode. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswriters. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.